a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Kershaw County, friends and neighbors, boys and girls. Been a good while, hasn't it? I think my last video was, I don't know, maybe November. When we had figured out that I had cancer and did radiation treatments and one chemo and my hair started coming out and we had to cut my hair off. And today is February 23rd, 24th, something like that, 2025. Donald Trump's now in office, and, you know, things are moving quite fast. I'm actually pleasantly surprised. I'm happy with what appears to be happening with the Trump campaign. I mean, some of the things I like, of course, and some of the things I don't, I question. I do like this Doge thing, Doge of government efficiency. I see some of it. I don't see anything concrete out of it, but I mean, he's only been in 30 days. But, you know, if they can slash the government, I'm all for that. One of the things that worries me is they're talking about $500 billion worth of initial investment into AI. And then you think about the jobs that all the people in government are doing right now. I mean, virtually all of them can be done with AI except for, you know, a few pothole fillers and maintenance people and that kind of thing like that. So, you know, are they going to get rid of all these people and then AI take over that job? And so you still have all these departments. It's just that AI runs the thing. And for you to be able to, you know, correspond with your government that's up by and for, you got to have one of these here smart-ass phones. And then when, you know, RFK Jr. getting in there, and he's going to do his thing in there and make the medical industry straight again and straighten out the insurance companies and make the vaccines safe if they can, at least make them test for them where they never tested anything. And all your records going to be on the smart-ass phone? I mean, if you get, they're going to shrink government and really just shrink the people in it and put it all in a little smart-ass box. Seems to me that that's a digital control system. And then you hear Trump talking about, oh, I'm going to make, we're going to be the Bitcoin country or Bitcoin nation. Or he likes the digital currencies and all. When they're talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve and all that and gold and gold in Fort Knox. That gold's probably been sold to 100 different people or or even more, if there's any in there. But I think it might be just leading us into the digital panopticon, which is the goal of it anyway. You know, the eugenicist and all that is to get us in a technocracy. They have to know everything in order to manage everything. That's why communism and socialism always fails, because they don't know everything. They can't manage everything if they don't know everything. And so they have to know everything about people and nature. And they have to tokenize everything, give everything a valuable, give everything something that can be traded. Water and pineapples and Grand Canyons and gold and silver and corn and people and medical, and everything has to be tokenized, digitized. So there's two different worlds. There's a digital world and then the reality world, and they want to blend the two so that technocracy can rule. And with AI and all, you need a whole lot less people. So you depopulate, and you can't depopulate immediately because everybody will notice it. And so they depopulate slowly with diseases and viruses and virus cures and, you know, the shots. And then chronic illness and cancers. And they can't find a cure, I swear, we're trying. Here, donate to this, donate to the National Cancer Society, donate to the Martha Dimes, donate to all these people, and they can't find a cure either. So it's a slow depopulation. War is a good depopulation, and the longer it goes, the more depopulation they can do, and also the more money them billionaires, psychopaths can make. So what's Trump doing? I mean, could be all part of a scam. It could be he's actually doing what he's saying he's going to do. And man, I'm all for shrinking government. I'm all for getting rid of government. That's not, somebody paid good money to make their piece of shit car sound like that. Ain't that something? There's some funny people around. You know, I'm thinking about some of the things they're doing. You know, the border thing. Trump's closing down the border and the ICE is raiding everything and all. And MAGA people are cheering for it. And yeah, if you're going to have countries, you can't have free giveaways and people going in and out getting freebies here and freebies there and understand. So you got to kind of understand. You got to have borders. You got to have some kind of security. Understand that, but how are you going to get rid of 30, 50 million people? Well, they have to have Stasi inside America. And how are you going to tell who's a wetback, who's not a wetback, besides racial profile? Ladies and gentlemen, this, a digital ID. And everybody's going to have a digital ID, and you're going to have to show your papers, please. Traveling around inside the country. We already got to do just about all that just to fly on an airplane, including drop your drawers and let them look up your ass. So is this a double-edged sword? Yeah, then all the confirmation hearing bull crap from both sides. It's so funny how the R's will play one way and the D's will play another way. And it's just a clown show at that place. Clown show that bought and sold political whores, with very few exceptions. Rand Paul, I'm not so sure about, like a lot of what he does. Only one in there that really, really 100% stands on principle is Thomas Massie. Justin Amash is a little, he ain't too awful bad. But Thomas Massie is the man in the house. Oh, let's see, at the state level. Now, let's go up to the, Doge thing again, the government efficiency. You know, they talk about the penny, getting rid of the penny. A penny costs 3 cents to make. Let's get rid of the penny, y'all. Well, sounds like a pretty good idea, don't it? Well, then, how much does it cost to make a nickel? Well, it costs about 14 cents to make a nickel. So let's get rid of the nickel. How about the dime and the quarter and the 50-cent piece and the dollar? So, ladies and gentlemen, maybe that's just a stepping stone, a domino on the road to digital currency and more control over you and me. It's okay when a good guy's in there. Not so good when a bad guy's in there. And then we got Henry the Disaster McMaster came out on Fitz News that Henry had this ad campaign to come work for South Carolina government. You'll find you a job and all here. And they had, they didn't have real people that come find jobs with the government in South Carolina due to commercials. They had actors to do the commercials, and there's a big little stink about that. And then in the green area, Henry McMaster had pushed through the $1.3 billion incentive package for Scout Motors, subsidiary of Volkswagen, to come over here and build electric Scout vehicles. Well, they're just tying into the interstate, I-77 up here. And here he and all his boys were out there, the little political whores out there in the field, cutting the ribbons for the new interchange. Meanwhile, EV sales are crashing like crazy. Batteries are catching fire on ships. Battery manufacturing plants catching on fire. Ford's losing billions and billions on EVs and said, I think we're getting out of it. And Toyota's getting out of EVs. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know if the Scout Motors will ever build a real EV coming off of that assembly line. But then a couple of weeks later, Henry has a couple of the EVs out there out front of the state house. A couple of what they call them, just they're not real. They're just there. They're not operating. They're just for y'all to look at. And had them out there while the state house is in session about giving them even more of your money. Ah, that's kind of funny. Here in Kershaw County now, boys and girls, I want to tell you something that just kind of tickled me. Our Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr., I haven't watched any of the county council meetings. Boy, look, I sometimes you get fed up to hear with bullshit. And you get to the point you just don't want to hear no more. Well, I've been like that for months with county council. I'll pull them up, on a computer, and I'll right before I hit the play button, go live, I can't do it. But, I don't know, several weeks ago, I flipped it on and Lee Bone was up there. Now, Sheriff Lee Bone have got in his head now that he wants to put a memorial up for all the fallen thick blue liners that have served Kershaw County over, I don't know, since King Hagler was on top of the building with a bow and arrow. And he wants to raise funds for it and all that. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with him doing whatever he wants for the thick blue line, as long as it's voluntary and all that. As soon as he starts to beg for money from the government, which is basically what he was alluding to that county council could, if they really wanted to, throw him some money to help and maybe even give him a place in Veterans Park. And maybe they'd go up there and put him a big obelisk, you know, one of the obelisks, phallics. That way they can be along with the thick blue line memorial down there at the State House, where the government always celebrates itself. The veterans, thank you, veterans, for sacrificing your lives for the good of the state. For the politicians, the whores that got us into the war to begin with, and the bankers that got us into the war, they want to thank you with a memorial. That's why they give you a Veterans Day. You know, you ought to get mad at the people taking you to the war instead of getting mad at people bitching about you spending all the money on the Veterans Park and telling you you shouldn't be going to war in the first place. You know, like weapons of mass destruction and incubator babies. Yeah. So then in the state legislature, they keep changing the rules because the Freedom Caucus, is trying to do some things and throw some bills in there and all. So they've decided that they're going to change the rules and make it a little harder for the Freedom Caucus to do anything. And this kind of goes back to where I've been at for a very long time. There is always a group out there that are always talking about if we elect the right people, and if we elect the right people and right, we get a number of right people in there, we can actually change things. We can actually shrink government and bring it back to the way it should be. And for a very long time now, I have, shall we say, begged to disagree. Because, ladies and gentlemen, from what I've seen in all my years, messing around in politics and all that, is that you're going to get a few number and a number of freedom people, a number of people that think smaller government and all that. And that number will go up and that number will go down and it'll go up and down. And, you know, like in the Tea Party days, the numbers went up and then the Tea Party faded away and they went kind of down a little bit. And then they, right now, they're kind of seeing another surge, but nothing really changes. So I don't believe that you're ever going to reach critical mass to the point that you can actually make the fundamental changes to shrink the government to cut back on the tyranny and expand liberty. Maybe this Dodge, Doge, maybe the Trumpians. Maybe this is just it. Maybe this is the hopium. Hopium is an addiction. It's like heroin. Hear that? Another one of these people spent good money to make a piece of shit sound like that. Oh, there's some stupid people. But what I'm saying is, I think the Leviathan has gotten so big, so convoluted, so much in control, and the people dumbed down so much to the point that I think that the boot of tyranny, the government is going to have to get to the point of locking people up, killing people, democide, total war against the people. in order for the people to wake up. I don't think that we're going to see this done in a peaceful manner. Although I hope it is. I hope Donald Trump is the God sent him down here, made the old devil miss him with a bullet, and the guy that was down there at the golf course got distracted by some girl in a bikini, and the FBI got him. I really do. I really hope Elon Musk is not just making billions and billions and billions doing space weapons and all that for DOD, and he really wants freedom and liberty. I really hope RFK Jr. can straighten out the medical industry and get them away from this hell-bent on all profit at the cost of chronically ill humans. I really do. I really hope for all that. Do I have faith in any of them boys and girls? Hell no. Hell no. Lord said, don't have any faith in any of these men. And I don't. I pray for them. He also says, pray for them. And I pray for them. I pray Donald Trump and all of his boys and everything are telling the truth. And that they can clean up this mess and get us headed in the right direction. And Lord, I do pray that the other ones, the dirty, rotten criminals, come to their senses and help. Do I have faith that they're going to do that? No, but Lord, I pray they do. On another note, my cancer is doing very well. My treatment's actually doing very well. The treatments that we're doing ourselves, recommended by, you know, the crazy Looney Tune doctors out here, Mackus's and John Campbell and some of his guests and McCullough and all them. Ivermectin and Mebendazole and Fenbendazole and Turkey Tail and the list. I might see if I can put a picture of a list, screenshot of a list of different things that I'm doing has led the doctors to be kind of surprised, befuddled, and excited, if I would put it that way. We had a visit with an oncologist. A couple weeks ago. And we had managed to get a CT scan because of some of the chest pains that I was having. And you know, lung cancer, I guess you gotta have some kind of pain. So we managed to get a CT ordered. They didn't want to really do one. And we got it before we had an office visit with him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we got to the office visit, this fellow was excited. He wanted to show us his CT scan. And he compared it to the original PET scan, which is kind of comparing apples to oranges and vice versa. But you can, if you know what you're looking at, you can see some of the differences. And it's amazing. It is amazing. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And he's taking very good care of me with the tumor shrinking like crazy. No new nodules or anything. My energy level's coming back up. My hair, no. I can't tell you what that's doing. But, I mean, I've also been through two chemos. They see amazing results. But one of the things that we asked him about was, you know, the doctors write notes after each visit. They write notes about the patients and all. Well, in the notes, it said I had stopped using. What do heroin addicts use? Methadone. Because I was taking chemotherapy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a heroin addict. Never have been. And I don't do methadone. So he told him, said, Doc, you in your notes here, you made a mistake. I said, look at it. I asked him point blank. I said, Doc, do I look like a heroin addict? And Josephine said, hey, don't ask him that right now. You kind of do. That is kind of funny, isn't it? I look all kind of shriveled up and everything like that, crackhead or something. Anyway, he said, no. And he had to go find his notes because he doesn't write his notes. He said, I don't write my notes. And we kind of understand that. They dictate their notes. But Josephine said, we understand that. You dictate your notes. And by that time, he sees that it's methadone, not mabendazone, which is what I've been taking. And he said, MUSC had put a app on his phone that it was an AI that listens to the doctor-patient conversation and then writes his notes. And ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't even read the damn notes. And he went to try to fix the error that AI had made and could not figure out how to do it. Now, Josephine and I are sitting there in shock. Oh, what the hell? And I said, look here, Doc. You know a guy named George Orwell or Huxley? And he said, 1984. I said, yes, sir, big brother. I said, hey, you know what? You might as well be a hologram or a robot. And that's soon going to be true. In other words, they don't need you. This is what we were talking about their guidelines and protocols and how they're inside of a box and they don't look outside the box. There's no other medical stuff outside of this box. I'm not allowed to look at it. I have blinders on. When they come out of university, this is what they do. They got blinders on. And no matter what you do, they will not look outside that box. Very, very rarely. And so he stumbled about with that. And to this day, a few weeks later, he still hadn't been able to go in there and correct his bullshit AI robot notes. He can't, and they cannot bring themselves to say the things that we are doing, the alternative medications, the alternative use of regular prescription drugs. You try to get a damn doctor in the United States to prescribe. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is screwed up. And these doctors are just blind as they can be. Now, God works in mysterious ways. And after all these years fighting government, here I am in the cancer world, and I can see what government has done, and government and corporations and the public-private partnerships that have been made over the many decades that have now stomped out the general practitioner to a point where everything's the corporation. Everything is code. Everything is about the dollar. Everything is about chronic illness. Everything is ruled and regulated to the point where this is the human. And it's leading us to guidelines and protocols that are all run by robots and AI without any concern, any empathy for the individual or a human life at all. In the meantime, your county council and all goes by and blinded. They have no idea any of this shit's going on. People dropping off from just sudden deaths here and there for all kinds of different reasons. You know, alcoholism mortality is still up 40, 50, 60%. And they're worried about getting a little bit of incentive to a solar farm. They want Kershaw County to be the solar farm capital of South Carolina or some bullshit. Tourism. I want to talk about tourism. Everybody's strapped to the end and they're talking about tourism. So, you know, yeah, I ain't been on in a while. I'm not feeling better. I think I'm going to get on and we'll talk a little bit. A lot of things have happened since I was diagnosed in August. The time flies by and the world's going faster. It's getting exponential. The changes we're going to see in the next 2, 3, 5 years, and the world around us is going to change to a point where you're not going to recognize it, and you're probably not going to want to be here. Unless, and I hope and pray it's true. Yes, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the Doge. Can bring America back and make us a great again. Anyway, I hope everything's going good for you guys. Whether we do agree or disagree or what. Trains are tooting the horn. Getting about time for them to fix dinner. Josephine probably getting hungry. She's out walking in the woods. Guess I'll leave it there, boys and girls. Until next time. Liberty dies when you remain silent.
When the order is given to censor your mind, as free speech is forbidden, as martyrs for peace from the world will be driven.